Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer in studio with us here on Friday, September 6th. We'll be taking a look at our full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Currently in Wichita, heading into the weekend, it is partly cloudy this morning, 68 degrees. The annual Kansas State Fair opens today for its 10-day run in Hutchinson. Activities including livestock exhibitions and competitions, amusement rides, food exhibitions, and live music. Fair is billed as the largest single event in the state, attracting about 350,000 people annually. Some new events for this year include pig races, goat yoga, and Seniors Got Talent. The fairground's newest addition is the 1861 Club. It's an indoor venue offering fine dining, beverages, and entertainment. The fair's history in Reno County dates all the way back to the 19th century. The fair in Hutchinson has been the official state fair now for the state of Kansas for 112 years.
New details emerge surrounding the family of the accused school shooter in Winder, Georgia, who allegedly killed four people and left nine injured. Fox's Steve Harrigan in Winder with the details.
Colin Gray, 54 years old. He is the father of the suspected school shooter in this case, and now the father faces charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and cruelty to children. Georgia state law enforcement officials say they hold the father responsible for allowing his son to get a hold of the weapon that caused death and mayhem at the school. As far as the 14-year-old shooter goes, he's going to be charged and tried as an adult. But right now, he's still in a juvenile detention center about 30 miles away from here. He faces four charges of felony murder.
Fox's Steve Harrigan with that report from Winder.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is urging the community to remain vigilant about the drought. She says the city saw a slight uptick in water usage from previous weeks, yesterday marking 1 month since mandatory water restrictions began in Wichita and neighboring towns. Wichita began the watering restrictions because the water level at Cheney Reservoir was dropping. Mayor says it continues to drop. The 12-month average at Lake Cheney is down another percent from last month. Reservoir currently below 60% full total. The rain we had in August did not provide much relief. The city has sent out 245 warning letters to residents suspected of violating the mandatory restrictions. However, the number of letters sent has gone down each week. Last week, only 30 were sent out. The city has not issued any fines yet.
A police chase took place in northwest Wichita.
It began just after 2 Thursday afternoon when officers responded to a robbery call in the area of Central and I-235. A woman told 911 dispatchers that someone pushed her out of her car and stole it. Another officer who happened to be in the area spotted the car and said that the woman was still inside at that point. A pursuit began after the suspect refused to stop. That pursuit continued on I-235 to the Meridian exit, where the suspect stopped the car and took off on foot. He was apprehended a short time later. Investigators say they believe the woman and the suspect know each other. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Pop star Taylor Swift was back at Arrowhead Stadium last night watching the Kansas City Chiefs play the Baltimore Ravens to kick off the season. This is her second season as a Chiefs fan. She first appeared last year at Arrowhead to watch the Chiefs after she and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce began dating. She soon became a regular at games, home and away, frequently sitting with Brittany Mahomes, the wife of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. It's been a busy offseason for the high-profile romantic couple. Kelce dropped in on the Eras Tour, and Swift concluded the European part of the tour. She'll be on break until she begins stops across North America next month. Taylor Swift and Kelce's romance has contributed to the recent rise in popularity. Kelce is the most searched-for player in 49 states. And has more than 4.75 million searches online every month. That's 3 million more than any other NFL player. And following Swift's first appearance at Arrowhead last season, Kelce saw a nearly 400% increase in sales of his jerseys.
By the way, the Chiefs won the game 27-20. Boeing's troubled space capsule is scheduled to unlock from the International Space Station tonight and make its uncrewed, remotely controlled return to Earth while leaving its test flight crew aboard the orbiting outpost, Fox's Ben Brown reports.
Boeing Starliner is now ready for an automated flight back to Earth months after it arrived with two astronauts on a test flight where its thrusters didn't quite work and gas was leaking. The undocking is tonight.
6:04 Eastern. Undock and a landing at the White Sands Space Harbor just after midnight at around 12:04 Eastern.
NASA's Steve Stitch of the Johnson Space Center. Crew members Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore will remain on station through February when a SpaceX-owned capsule will give them a ride home. Eben Brown, Fox News.
We'll be taking a look at more pro football tonight. It's not even in this hemisphere. And we'll take a look at the Trump-Vance ticket and how they are being exposed, getting the word out. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as we head into this first weekend of September and Kansas State Fair weekend. KNSS News Time is 6:06. With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A National Football League game will be played in South America for the first time ever tonight.
Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo, Brazil will serve as host for a week one matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. The two NFC foes duking it out as part of the NFL's effort to expand the game worldwide. But with the game comes concerns from players about their safety, as Brazil's gun violence and crime rates are among the highest in Latin America. The state's public security secretariat says security operations will be coordinated with U.S. authorities. Both the Eagles and the Packers are looking to get back in the playoffs after early exits last season, with Philly losing in the wild card round and Green Bay being eliminated in the divisional round. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, with the game streaming on Peacock. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Former President Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, have sat down for at least 36 after this week's interview since Vice President Harris' waltz ticket was formed, compared to a single non-scripted interview for the Democratic presidential hopefuls this fall. This comes as the latest Trump Vance ticket came Tuesday when Vance appeared on Fox News' The Ingraman interview for an interview. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, ended their extended interview drought last week when they talked with CNN's Dana Bash on Thursday in Georgia after weeks of stonewalling the media. The highly publicized interview was the first time Harris sat down with a journalist since well before she selected Walz on August 6th, while Trump and Vance have given interviews to a variety of news outlets during that same period.
It is 6:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and here we are on this Friday morning commute, our first Friday commute of September, and we'll keep you updated on traffic conditions all morning long. Jad Chambers will help you out with that. We have on the highways things looking pretty good out there. Some really good traffic conditions. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show things looking pretty good. One place I can see some fairly heavy traffic, though, southbound George Washington Boulevard, and it's right there at Oliver, more or less where the turnpike goes right over Oliver there, George Washington Boulevard. Some pretty heavy traffic in that area. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers. And let's take a look at our weather forecast as we head into the weekend with KSN meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Free Friday, we have a pretty nice day ahead. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Breezy, too, with northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now that northerly switch of our wind's going to begin to cool us off a bit. Still going to be warm with a high of 84, though. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the northeast. It is 68 degrees here on this Friday morning, September 6th. Glad you're with us here with Steve and Ted on KNSS on this Friday morning as the State Fair begins in Hutchinson today. And it'll be going on for the next week and a half. We have a special program on KNSS airing on Sunday at noon. It's called Odyssey Conversations. It's a one-hour special focusing on the economy. The title of the show is Maxed Out, Surviving and Thriving in Turbulent Times. And that's a special from Odyssey Conversations that will be Sunday at noon right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 614 with Steve and Ted on KNSS as we've arrived here at a Friday morning. As the Chiefs game last night got the season off to a start in the National Football League. In fact, it was a late start. There was a thunderstorm and rain, and that delayed the start of the game by about a half hour, so we were even a little later than normal last night.
Did you watch any of the game?
I certainly did. Yeah.
The whole game, you stay up all night?
I was keeping track of it in and out as well as I could with the hours this week filling in for Steve McIntosh.
Yeah, I watched the first half, and then, you know, we were getting
I did see the end. I saw the big final play.
Did you really?
With the guy's toe on
the
line.
Despite getting up so early this morning, I couldn't do that. I went to bed at halftime just because I knew we had to get up so early this morning.
Well, so. I remember reporting on it. I need to watch it.
I DVR'd it so I could watch it a little bit this morning as I was getting ready. That play, you know, just inches. Just missed it by just.
Oh, boy. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the cameras had
perfect shot,
an amazing view of it.
Yeah, so. I know there will be Ravens fan who will claim that he made that catch, but nope,
he was out of bounds.
No, he was out of bounds. That's the right call. Refs made the right call. It was close, but got to be in bounds.
Members of the Nordstrom family are teaming up with a Mexican retail group and offering to take the department store retailer private at $23 per share cash. Months after first expressing interest in a buyout, the Mexican retail group is called El Puerto de Liverpool, operating more than 300 stores in Mexico, and it's that nation's third largest credit card issuer, more than 7 million active accounts. The Nordstrom family members and Liverpool own a combined 43% of Nordstrom stock. Current president and chief executive of Nordstrom, the fourth generation of the family to lead the Seattle-based chain, which may be bought out by a Mexican company.
Interesting.
Well, that's a
shop at Nordstrom?
That's a flagship American.
Yeah, a luxury brand out in California back. I mean, Nordstrom's was a high-end store.
I don't know if I have been to a Nordstrom.
They were a high-end store when I was a kid.
And, so they might be a buyout. By the way, that I never gave the number. That bid to buy out Nordstrom is for $3.76 billion.
Dollars or pesos? That'd be pretty cheap if it was pesos.
Dollars.
Ah. Wow. Nordstrom's.
How about this one? A Rembrandt discovered in an attic in Maine has sold for $1.4 million. You never know. It's the 17th century portrait of a girl by the Dutch master. Had a note on the back of the frame saying it was loaned to the Philadelphia Museum of Art for an exhibition back in 1970.
Ha!
Somehow, the Philadelphia Museum of Art lost track of that. The appraiser and auctioneer discovered it when he was asked to go through stacks of art in an attic in Camden, Maine. And the auction yielded a fierce competition last month. A European collector placed the highest bid for that Rembrandt that was found in an attic in Maine.
Wow.
For $1.4 million. So what happened? Did somebody steal it? Somebody
at
the museum steal it? And somehow it got shuffled away
Aunt
somewhere?
Pearl had it in her, attic. And wow, talk about some estate sale that somebody got a heck of a deal on. Wow.
All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. Of course, we had the Chiefs game last night to kick off the National Football League season. The back-to-back Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Baltimore Ravens at Arrowhead Stadium. This one is not without mistakes, but sometimes you get that on the first game of the season. But the Chiefs found a way to make some good plays on defense and get into the end zone enough on offense. Of course, Mitch Holtis had the call of the game. You heard it last night right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, KNSS.
First down, goal to go for the Chiefs, leading 13-10 early in the third quarter. Motion by Xavier Worthy. Humphrey ready to snap the ball. Pacheco will get it on a handoff, waits for a block, churning his feet, and they'll push him back. He'll gain only a half yard, and now second effort. Did they blow it dead? They did not! They couldn't bring down Pacheco! Touchdown! Kansas City! Play to the whistle or beyond it, and the Chiefs have six. Patrick Mahomes was the guy who pushed Pacheco into the end zone.
Love to see that energy. Patrick Mahomes getting himself in the mix there. Love it. Play through the echo of the whistle. That's what Marty Schottenheimer used to teach us, and that's exactly why they were successful on that play.
He puked on the sideline, and now he gets the sweet nectar of the end zone on an empty stomach.
All right. Well, the Chiefs found a way to pretty much tap the lead in this whole game. But who had the ball last? Ooh, the Baltimore Ravens, who drove down the field in the closing seconds. And on the final play of regulation, a chance to get in the end zone and either go for the tie, or it appears the Ravens were going to go for two and go for the win if they can get the touchdown.
Third down, but it's moot. 5 seconds left to go in the game. Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Rolling on the field is a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
Literally, yeah, it was that close. Chiefs win it 27-20 in the season opener. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Thank you to the fans. They were great today, as they always are. But what a wild environment down there. It was two heavyweights in a fight right down to the end. And when they say it's a game of inches, it might be shorter than that.
All right, the Chiefs start out 1-0. College football tomorrow. 16th-ranked Kansas State heading to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Rain is in the forecast. First visit for the Wildcats to New Orleans in 36 years. Ooh, it's an early start, too. Got to watch that when you're on the road. K-State is a 9-point favorite. Live coverage of the Wildcats at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. 19th-ranked Kansas is also on the road tomorrow at Illinois. Both teams are 1-0. Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite on the road. It's going to be a big crowd. Illinois' Memorial Stadium is sold out for the first time in 8 years for this one. Jayhawks and the Illini, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and that is nationally televised on FS1. Division II football, 3rd-ranked Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are on the road at Missouri Southern State in Joplin. That'll kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Fort Hays State is ranked now 24th in the nation, first ranking in 6 years. Fort Hays State 1-0, hosting Missouri Western 1-0. 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Hays. Friends University is ranked 24th in the nation, and the Falcons are off to a 1-0 start. Friends hosting Ottawa in a big game. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Home opener for Friends on the west side of town. as the Falcons look to go to 2-0 and stay nationally ranked. Junior college football, Butler Community College at Ellsworth in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Butler looking for its first win of the season. Dennis Higgins will have the call of the Grizzlies at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. How about this game? It's basically a national championship game in early September. Number 2, Hutchinson Community College visiting number 1, Iowa Western. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Council Bluffs. What a game early on in the season. High school football, one of the best games on opening night tonight, is in six-man. Number 1 ranked Cunningham on the road at number 3 South Barber over in Kiowa. Big match in six-man football tonight to get the season going. Racing tomorrow night at 81 Speedway, the Heartland Modified Touring Series, and we have the 52nd annual Truett and Osborne Bike Drags at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays all day Saturday and Sunday. And one of the great running events, cross country, the 76th annual JK Gold Classic, hosted by Wichita State tomorrow morning. The new course is in southeast Wichita at the old Clap Golf Course at Oliver and Harry. A lot of college and high school athletes taking part there. And the baseball, the Kansas City Royals are hosting the Minnesota Twins at home this weekend with huge playoff implications with 3 weeks to go, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tonight's game is here on KNSS, weekend games on KFH. Royals have a 5-game lead for a playoff spot right now in the American League. Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center. Improve the lives they touch. It is 6:24 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have traffic and weather coming your way. And body weight and health will be the topic on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, next on KNSS. It is 6:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday morning, September 6th, currently in Wichita. Sunrise underway, 68 degrees. Drug use on the increase in Sedgwick County. Sheriff's deputies and police officers have seized more than 750,000 pills so far this year in the county. Also finding fentanyl laced with a tranquilizer drug that cannot be reversed by using Narcan. Officials are working to develop a strategic plan to combat drugs using the opioid settlement funds, trying to get that done by the end of the year.
President Biden travels to a second battleground state in as many days, highlighting his policies.
After a trip to Wisconsin Thursday, President Joe Biden heads to Ann Arbor, Michigan this afternoon to speak at a union training center highlighting the president's Investing in America agenda. It's all part of a series of trips that the president will make over the next few weeks in battleground states, the White House events and not campaign stops. After President Biden dropped out of the race in July, current Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris's campaign, as well as former President Donald Trump's campaign, have and continue to keep a heavy presence in must-win Michigan and other key battleground states. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Time to save the date, Chiefs Kingdom. Hallmark announcing the premiere date for its movie Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. That will air on Saturday, November 30th, part of Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas. Filming for the movie took place back in July at Kansas City locations, including GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium and Independence Square in Independence, Missouri. Tyler Hines, Hunter King, and Ed Begley Jr. will star in the new film.
A Hayesville man was arrested, accused of shooting at Sedgwick County deputies attempting to serve an arrest warrant. Wichita police have now taken over the investigation. The suspect was identified as 43-year-old Robert Cook. Police Chief Joe Sullivan says Cook remained in the home for several hours while telling officers that this was his last stand.
Following the deployment of the chemical munitions, Mr. Cook resumed communication with negotiators who remained focused on achieving a peaceful resolution. While operators were preparing to introduce a second round of chemical munitions, Mr. Cook peacefully surrendered at 11:33 p.m.
Cook was eventually arrested on three counts of suspected aggravated assault on law enforcement officers.
A national TV show streaming on Amazon Prime will be filming at Wichita State University. The college tour will be filming on the WSU campus starting on Monday for a whole week. Show travels to colleges and universities across the world, interviewing currently enrolled students, get a firsthand account of the school, including campus life, sports, housing, academics, career prep, and everything related to higher education. Alex Boylan, who won season two of the reality TV show Amazing Race, is the show's executive producer and host. This is the 13th season of the show. It'll mark the first time the show has filmed at a college or university in Kansas.
Senior U.S. military leaders arrive in Germany for a special meeting on Ukraine. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports from our European bureau.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are hosting the meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group. Military leaders from more than 50 nations are gathering at the Ramstein Air Force Base. They'll likely hear Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again ask for long-range missiles and air defenses. He feels his nation's defense against Russia is hampered by Moscow's vast aerial arsenal. Ukraine also wants permission to fire Western weapons deep into enemy territory. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The official start of autumn, still a few weeks away, but the National Weather Service is thinking winter.
Some forecasters say the public doesn't really listen to winter weather advisories unless they're talking about snow and ice. But falling temperatures can be just as dangerous as anything old man winter may throw at you. So the National Weather Service is changing up some of their non-precipitation weather messages. Wind chill watches and warnings will be combined into extreme cold watches and warnings. Hard freeze watches and warnings are going to be replaced with just freeze watches and warnings. And instead of saying wind chill advisory, they're going to be saying cold weather advisory. Jill Nato, Fox News.
If the engagement ends, who keeps the ring? This Massachusetts Supreme Court will consider that question today.
Bruce Johnson gave his fiancée, Caroline Cetino, a $70,000 engagement ring in 2017. But when he suspected her of cheating due to text messages he saw between her and another man, he broke off the engagement. Now the two are in a legal fight over who gets to keep the ring. Cetino said the messages were between her and a longtime friend, and a lower court ruled in her favor, finding Johnson broke off the engagement based on mistaken beliefs. But an appeals court ruled it doesn't matter why he broke it off. The state's high court won't just examine their case, but what should happen more broadly in the state, as most states now say engagement rings are conditional gifts that should be returned to the giver, regardless of who is at fault for the relationship's end. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the weekend with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For you Friday, we have a pretty nice day ahead, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies, breezy too with a northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now that northerly switch of our winds going to begin to cool us off a bit, still going to be warm with a high of 84 though. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast, sunrise underway. It is 68 degrees here on this Friday morning. 6:40 with Steve and Ted, and it's time for some great information. As always, it's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Thursday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures traded lower and closed with large triple-digit losses. Now, this is the second straight session of negative closes for the cattle complex. The live cattle experienced 4-7 session lows yesterday, while the feeder cattle had 7-9 session lows. There was a lack of fresh news for this cattle Thursday. The downside appeared to be mainly technically driven, and cash trade looks to be lower once again this week. Lean hogs also traded and closed negative. Yesterday's close saw October live cattle $1.97 lower at $177.25, October feeders down $2.87 at $234.57, and October lean hogs down 87 cents at $80.70. Now, StoneX is looking at a slightly smaller production and yield for the corn and soy soybeans compared to the August USDA report. Now, next Thursday is the next USDA report. Thursday, the wheat and corn closed negative, and the soybeans closed a couple pennies on the positive side. China and an unknown destination bought U.S. soybeans in a flash sale, and at 7:30 this morning is the non-farm payroll. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 3 pennies lower at 5.85¾. December corn's up a quarter of a penny at 4.11. November soybeans down 3¾ at 10.19¾. October crude oil trading 26 cents higher at 69.41. December gold's $3.30 higher, 2,546.50. September S&P 33 points lower at 5,479. September dollar index down 6 cents at 101.01. And September Dow Jones futures, September Dow Jones futures 154 points lower at 40,675. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, well, I assume you're going to be up at the State Fair in Hutchinson as some sort of celebrity goat judge or something?
No, I think I'll pass on that.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought sure you'd have a whole list of engagements at the fair for the next week and a half.
No, I really, go to it every so often, but I'm not a big fair goer.
I'm still stuck on $70,000 for an engagement ring. What is a guy doing? He must be a commodity trader. I mean, it's $70,000 for an engagement ring. That's Tom Loeffler money there.
I'll tell you what, you're making a hell of a commitment when you do that.
Woo! $70,000. Wow.
Yeah, that's even more of a commitment than the cattle complex.
Yes, it is.
All right. Tom, have a great weekend. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you.
Good stuff. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Choosing a phased retirement. That's coming up next with the Money Tracker, Don Grant, right here on KNSS.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.648 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. He's coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Lake Cheney water levels are down more than 1% from last month. The reservoir now currently below 60% full.
Two.
The 14-year-old accused of fatally shooting four people at his high school in Georgia will make his first court appearance. And his father has now also been arrested in connection with this case.
One.
The annual Kansas State Fair opens today for its 10-day run in Hutchinson. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic in the Wichita area this morning. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras do show that the traffic volumes are picking up a little bit here and there. Heaviest traffic that I'm seeing right now on the roadways here in the Wichita area, southbound on I-135, and they are approaching that south junction by 47th Street South. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers. And look at our weather forecast heading into the weekend. A high today of 84 degrees on a mostly sunny day. Overnight tonight, low down to 57 on a mostly clear night. And then it'll be a sunny weekend. High tomorrow, 77 on Saturday. And then Sunday, a high 81. Currently in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, sunrise underway, a breeze out of the northeast. It is 68 degrees on our way to a high today of 84. It is 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's refresh our minds how the stock market finished up yesterday.
Wall Street closes Thursday mixed, the Dow losing 219 points, the S&P 500 down 17, NASDAQ closed 43 points higher. Investors with jitters over the upcoming jobs report. The Labor Department will release its August jobs numbers in the morning. Those could impact the Fed's decision on interest rates in its September policy meeting the week after next. ADP, the payroll processing firm, says private employers created 99,000 new jobs in August. That's the smallest increase since the pandemic, and it's nearly 30% lower than economists had forecast. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage didn't budge this week. Freddie Mac reporting it stayed at 6.35%. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Choosing a phased retirement. Let's find out more from the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP.
Good morning. Choosing when to retire is a critical decision. You need to juggle your financial well-being with timing Medicare, Social Security, taxes, and the emotions of leaving the workforce. Your time will be your own, but you'll need to plan as to how you're going to use it. I've suggested that near retirees do a trial run at retirement. Use up some vacation time for a staycation rather than imagining yourself wandering around your house and getting in your spouse's hair. Try it out. How do you fill your days imagining that you're fully retired? You'll be back at work in a couple of weeks, so you'll see the contrast between work life and pretend retirement. But there are other options. Since the process of choosing the right time to retire is pretty challenging, check with your employer about a phased retirement. About a third of workers aged 50 plus are opting for phasing their retirement rather than going at it cold turkey. The idea is just as it sounds. In a phased arrangement, you gradually reduce your working hours bit by bit. You'll take that time to ease into a full retirement over time. Not only can you get a taste of retirement, but you keep your paycheck coming in, and depending upon your employer, you may be able to keep health insurance and continue to contribute to your employer-sponsored retirement plan. From the employer's point of view, they still have you for your experience, expertise, and your connections. But it's costing them less because your pay is commensurate with the hours you work, and you'll be there to train your successor. If your employer doesn't already have a program in place, but they're open to it, you'll need to sit down with them to make a plan. You'll need to be very clear as to what your responsibilities will be. That way, yours and your employer's expectations will be aligned. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Thank you, Don. That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time with Steve and Ted. We'll talk again with Don on Monday, 6:53 with Steve and Ted. Hey, don't forget, Tucker Carlson is coming to town 1 week from tonight, downtown Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena, and we have a chance for you to win Tucker Carlson tickets from KNSS. All you have to do is listen to Steve and Ted and get the keyword and enter the contest. So you tune in to Steve and Ted every day, you get the keyword, and then you text it to 20357. The keyword is Tucker. Keyword is Tucker. You got to text that to 20357. You can enter one time per day, per person, per phone number. Winners will be randomly selected among all entries 1 week from today at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm texting now.
There you go. Each winner will receive a pair of tickets. And these are not seats in the rafters. These are $120 tickets. Nice. So these are really good tickets to go see Tucker Carlson 1 week from tonight downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. If you want to enter to win, the keyword is Tucker. Text that to 20357. Get your name entered for your chance to win.
Chad just told me I'm not eligible. That's no fair. I think that's wrong.
Oh.
Employees. Right. But Tucker. Got to text Tucker.
That's the key word. It is 6:55 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We'll tell you about a turnpike scam that seems to be going around right now. Those details are next. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
Yeah. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.